This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Gary Marks of the Judicial Confirmation Network. We want to get his reaction to the unusual event in Wednesday evening's State of the Union address, where the president openly criticized a Supreme Court decision from just a week ago, with several of the justices sitting just feet away from him. And Gary, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you as always.
Well, it's no secret that the president did not like the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision last week in the Citizens United case, essentially lifting quite a few different restrictions about who can get involved in campaign activities and how much money they can spend and that sort of thing. Before we talk a little bit about the merits of the case, what'd you make of the president bringing it up and bringing it up in the way that he did?
Well, it's not every day that I agree with Juan Williams, but I was similarly stunned to see the president with the Supreme Court seated before him as guests in Congress, as kind of non-political actors, to see him really take them on head-on and attack them and their decision. It seemed a big departure from historically how that tradition has played out. You saw the Joint Chiefs of Staff all sitting there as kind of non-political actors that were there just as guests. And, when you look at the separation of powers principle, you can get into a discussion about whether, whether Obama was really impolite in how he handled that situation. And I like Juan Williams, was stunned that he decided to go that direction.
Gary, every president, I'm sure, has seen the Supreme Court make decisions that they don't like. What's the proper response in terms of decorum? What's crossing the line and what's not?
Well, I think probably the right thing in the future is to possibly not continue the tradition of having the Supreme Court there. They are increasingly dealing with the most contentious issues of the day. They are a separate branch, and maybe that's a tradition that's not required by the Constitution that they attend the State of the Union address. And maybe that would be the best way to handle it, because I certainly see them as an equal branch and see them as having every right to make decisions constitutionally as they're required to. But in the case of a president, I understand that they might disagree with certain decisions, whether Republican or Democrat, and they might want to address those. But I think that it's how it was done last night, the nature of how Obama kind of looked at them. And then you get into the factual discussion, which was even a bigger problem. Linda Greenhouse pointed out that Obama was just dead wrong about his claim that, this decision overturned a century of law. And obviously, Samuel Alito disagreed with his understanding of the foreign contributions that would suddenly flood into the system.
Some have gone the other way here, and you just mentioned Justice Alito, saying that even though his reaction was relatively understated, that he was perhaps not acting in the way that he should have. Was that over the line, not over the line? How'd you see that?
Well, I think Samuel Alito is so new to Washington, he reacted as if any normal citizen would react when suddenly faced with a president kind of pointing their finger in their chest and saying, "You were wrong." And he was reacting, I think, to that exact factual problem of how he was stunned that that President Obama could get that part of the law and understanding completely wrong. This court case did not address foreign contributions in the least. It never even touched that area of the law. And, I think every lawyer, when they look through that case, would understand that.
Why do you think the president did bring it up?
Well, the president was in a fighting mood last night, I think. I saw him not stepping back from any of his major issues of the day that he's been pushing, whether it's health care or the cap and trade bill. And he was definitely flying the flag, I think, for his liberal base. And even more than that, I think we get to the heart of his judicial philosophy. President Obama has always viewed the court as direct political actors who are activists in nature. He wants judges that have an activist nature in their mindset. So he looks down to Supreme Court members and considers them direct political enemies on this particular decision. And, really shows and highlights to me his view of the law and their role, and that's a very different view than what we have. We want to see a judicial restraint continue to be pushed forward, and we don't want the Supreme Court to have to answer every one of these issues of the day. These belong in the people's branch's hands, and if our legislature would do a better job and not overreach and take away freedom as we saw with this bipartisan campaign finance reform bill, BCRA, you wouldn't see these issues headed up to every court.
Gary, last question before we let you go. Do you get the feeling that statements like this weaken the distinct separation of powers, or is that reading way too much into it?
It's early to say that sweeping of a statement, but I definitely think we've entered a new phase with what happened last night, and that's why I said I would consider ending the tradition of the Supreme Court attending the State of the Union addresses, because I don't want to weaken that separation, and maybe that would be the best way to handle it.
Gary, very interesting development in what's usually a pretty routine event. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Gary Marks of the Judicial Confirmation Network. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.